and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. On the show today, we have a very special treat for you. We're going to be listening to a broadcast that Gordon Bennett did back in August of 1993. It was a special edition of At the Jazz Band Ball entitled Railroads. Now, for the past 13 years, this specific episode has been missing. Until recently, the episode has been found, and we're going to be listening to it in its entirety during the first hour of the show this afternoon. So sit back, sit tight, and enjoy some great traditional jazz from Gordon Bennett on At the Jazz Band Ball.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to At the Jazz Band Ball, CHUO's showcase of traditional, revival, and Dixieland jazz recordings, hosted by Ottawa jazz connoisseur Gordon Bennett. Please stay with us and enjoy yourselves at the Jazz Band Ball.
The railroad has always had a very significant part in the history of jazz and the evolution of it. The opening of the West and the laying of the track as quickly as possible meant that vast numbers of people suddenly found escape to another world, where perhaps the impoverished South was indeed a strange situation. We had the Wild West legends and the railway sagas of the held up boxcars and the gold shipments. And it was the social impact, though, of the blues and jazz that we're talking about. Blues singers found the railroad a synonymous and symbolic escape to civilization from the impoverished South. So the Hobo Network was set up, and this is a fantastic network of people who were called easy riders. They were people who were able to find the routes and to move north, south, east, and west across the length and breadth of the country for free. Blues singers loved this, and we find Louis Armstrong making songs of this nature, and we play some of them. We play some fine blues vocalists and some fine, wonderful instrumentalists, which is the train as the theme. And one of those, of course, was Meadlix Lewis's Honky Tonk Train. Thank you. that was the 1936 recording of Honky-Tonk Train Blues by the great boogie-woogie pianist Mead Lux Lewis. It's interesting that the railroad sponsored, sort of aroused the imaginations of so many people. And most of them, of course, were guitarists and piano players, but Duke Ellington was really taken with the train, and he wrote a piece of music which I'd like to describe. It's called Daybreak Express, and it is one of the most incredible imitations of a train you've ever heard. And it was recorded in 1933 with a band which had Hootie Williams, Arthur Wetzel, and Freddie Jenkins on trumpets, Joan Tizel, Joe Tricky, Sam Nunton, trombones, Hodges, Bigard, Carney, Fred Guy on banjo, Wilman Broad, and Sonny Greer on drums. The idea was to musically reproduce the sound of a train. And after years and years and decades, Daybreak Express stands as the most thrilling of all jazz train recordings. 14 men had so much to say in 3 minutes. Perhaps the vermicitude doesn't mean so much in this jet age, but for those who traveled on the rushing expresses in those days, this piece of music has more evocative significance. And at the very, very last note on the record, Freddie Jenkins applies the brakes of the train using his trumpet. There is absolutely nothing artificial about this. This is all musicians. So let's hear this sensational record of Daybreak Express. Daybreak Express, Duke Ellington, recorded in 1933 in, I think, New York. The actual date was December 4th, 1933. It featured all the people I mentioned, Wetzel, Cootie Williams, and Freddie Jenkins did the break bit at the end, which I thought was marvellous. And now we go to the Louis Armstrong Orchestra, with none other than Sidney Bechet on clarinet, Claude Jones on trombone, Louis Russell piano, Bernard Addison guitar, Wilman Broad bass, Zutty Singleton drums, and we hear 219 Blues.
Now the 219 took my baby away. The 219 took my baby away. The 217 will bring her back someday. You take the T and P, and I'll take the L and N. Mama, I said you take the T and P, and I'll take the L and N. We got to be lucky, honey, to ever meet again.
At the Jazz Band Ball. Oh, there comes that train, that wonderful train. If you want to know what it is, later on I'll give you the specifications of that engine. We've got it all here. Now we're going to go to Art Hoodies, who's always had a great love for the train. And he wrote a piece of music which Randy and I just adore. It's called The Train Is Leaving on Track 10, and on drums and whistle, we have none other than Freddie Moore, who used to play with King Oliver's Jazz Band. So with Chuck Parham on bass, Art Hoodies at the keyboard, Freddie Moore on drums and washboard, let's listen to The Train's Leaving on Track 10. Thank you. train that left on track 10, Art Hodes and his music. And now we're going to something very different. Yellow Dog Blues was written by W.C. Handy to commemorate a very famous site in the world where it is possible for the hobos and freeloaders and easy riders to pick freight trains going in all directions. I mean in all directions, north, south, east, west, wherever. It's one of the few places in North America where two railways diametrically cross each other at a point where the Yellow Dog, which is the Yazoo Delta Railroad, crosses the Southern Railroad. So we have Yellow Dog Blues. He's gone where the Southern crossed the Yellow Dog. Means goes where the Southern Railway crossed the Yazoo Delta Railroad. And the place actually has been identified as Moorhead in Mississippi, now part of the Illinois Central Railroad. And it's very famous. Handy wrote, if Handy did write this, then every credit should go to him because it has the vernacular of the hobo in it. He talks about easy riding, well, we know the hobos. And a side door rattler, side door Pullman car, of course, is a freight car. And all kinds of little things. We're going to play two versions of this. A, because I have them, and B, because they're very, very different. The band is an all-star band, a mixed band from 1932, with Eddie Condon involved. He said he just sat there and held the guitar, the banjo. But anyway, Henry Red Allen is on trumpet, Jimmy Lord is on clarinet, Peter Russell on tenor sax. Great stuff here from Fats Waller. Jack Bland's on guitar, so is Eddie Condon. Pops Foster's on bass, Zitty Singleton on drums, and the whole thing was put together by a gentleman by the name of Billy Banks. If you haven't heard of Billy Banks, he was a talented entertainer whose subsequent career included a tour of Australia, and he died in Tokyo in 1967. And anyway, we're going to hear take two, which was not the one that was issued first, because I think you'd like to hear the Fats Waller piano solo in this, and take three, which I think, if I remember correctly, was the one that was issued, Billy Banks takes an extra vocal chorus, and the words are so important for our thematic material of Railroads, and it's so infectious, I think you'll love it. One of the 10 best jazz records voted by 5,000 people of the English Melody Maker. Fats Waller with Billy Banks' Rhythm Makers, Yellow Dog Blues take two, Yellow Dog Blues take three.
You're listening to CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa.
Hope you enjoyed Yellow Dog Blues as much as I did. That was take two. That was the one that was issued. I think one of the reasons it was picked was Mr. Banks's vocal is just a little bit cleaner than it was on take one. Red Allen there on playing wonderful trumpet. Fats Waller playing fabulous piano. Pops Foster on bass. Jimmy Lord clarinet. P. Russell had not yet sort of moved to the clarinet. He was still playing tenor sax. I hope you enjoyed it. And the Yellow Dog, Southern Cross, the Yellow Dog, was where the two railroads intersected at 90 degrees, one of the few places on the continental U.S. that happened. And, of course, it was a hobo transit point. You could go anywhere from there. And the master hobo, people that ran this place, they knew where every train was going, what time it was going, whether it was safe to travel on, and whether it was deadheading Baton Express or whether it was a slow freight. They would give you all the information. And the hobo world was a world unto itself. I managed to come in at the end of it because I met the hobos that used to come to Ottawa and the American and the U.S. New York Central Railway when it ran into Ottawa here. And I'd talk to them. They were fascinating people. Back to the music. We're going to hear Trixie Smith with Louis Armstrong. Trixie Smith is going to sing the Railroad Blues. And she's accompanied by, if I can find the personnel here, I believe it's Louis Armstrong on trumpet or cornet. He's on cornet here. Buster Bailey's on clarinet. Charlie Green's on trombone, Fletcher Henderson himself on piano, Charlie Dixon banjo, Kaiser Marshall on drums. So let's listen to my favorite blues singer, Trixie Smith, on the Railroad Blues.
You're listening to At the Jazz Band Ball here on CHUO FM 89.1 with your host, Gordon Bennett. And now, back to Gordon Bennett and At the Jazz Band Ball.
And here we are back again. We're going to have some more piano-trained jazz. This one by a gentleman who is a fabulous character. His name, Cripple Clarence Lofton. He was a cripple indeed, and yet he was a dancer. He danced and he was an entertainer. And like the gentlemen, some of the men we played last week, he went from bar to bar to bar, entertaining, playing all the way through, and he wrote some marvelous compositions. This was also voted one of the top 20 records from the English Melody Maker in 1947. This was a composition of Cripple Clarence Lofton, and this is from the 78, so I mention that just in case you get a little worried about the noise. It's called Streamline Train. There's a vocal, which you can ignore, but the words are good, by Red Nelson.
Get your mind off of this thing. Women in Chicago got like dollar bills, ain't fit for nothing, get somebody killed. Gonna leave in the morning, baby, on that sea line. Only thing I can say, mama, get your mind off of this man. Going to the Union Station, act just like a child. Ask the cowboy, mama, what train do I ride? I'm gonna leave in the morning, baby, on that sea line. Only thing I can say, mama, get your mind off of this thing. Going out with Smokey Robert, sleep Smokey howling house. My woman, she's so evil, always wanna break down. I'm gonna leave in the morning, baby, on that sea line. Only thing I can say, mama, get your mind off of this thing. Mama told me, my dad stood and cried. Some of these low-down women gonna be there for my child. I'm gonna leave that morning, baby, on that sea line. Only thing I can say, get your mind off of this man. That's a cruel old farmer, mean old Indian yell. That's the only way I can leave you here. I'm gonna leave that morning, baby, on the sea line. Only thing I can say, get your mind off of this thing.
Cripple Clarence Lefton's famous composition, Streamline Train. Talking of trains, I bet we can hear a train now and again. And we're going to go to a prison song. This one, of course, talks about escape, and it talks about freedom, and what it's called is the Midnight Special. The words to this change from prison to prison. And it has innumerable verses depending who sang it. Leadbelly, Huddy Leadbetter, claimed he sort of wrote this thing, but I don't think anybody wrote it. It just happened. So let's hear King Collier on vocal with the Midnight Special.
How in the world do you know? I can tell her by apron and the dress she wore, umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. She's going to ask the governor, turn her loose, my man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a table of a light on me. If you ever go to Houston, man, you better walk right. And you better not quarrel, and you better not fight. Face them up, we'll rescue. Hit the boom and take it down. And the judge is gonna tell you, you're sugar land bound. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a table of a light on me. Yonder come Bud Russell, how in the world do you know? Well, I can tell him by his big hat, and he's 44. He came to see the captain, gang of chains in his hand. Came to see the sheriff, said I'm a transfer man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a table of a light on me. When he gets up in the morning, ding dong ring, go marching to the table. Meet the same damn thing, not over on a table, nothing in my pan. Don't ever say anything about it, a trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a table of a light on me. Well, look at Jumping Judy, there's a mighty fine girl. And Judy brought Jumping to the whole round road. She bought it in the morning, just a wild poor day. And she told me the news that my wife was dead. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a table of a light on me. Well, I'll begin a-creeping, hoping, hollering, and crying. And I'll begin to worry about my great long time. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me.
That was a little outing by the Collier brothers, Ken Collier on vocal and guitar, and Bill Collier played the washboard. The mandolin and guitar was Alex Corner, and Mickey Ashman was on bass. And we were talking a little while ago about hobos riding that train. Well, Louis Armstrong honored the occasion with a little tune called Hobo, You Can't Ride This Train. On this particular recording, Louis is backed by the Chick Webb Orchestra. And you get solos from Charlie Green on trombone, lots of great vocal by Louis, and tenor sax player Elmer Williams has a go. So from an LP called A Rare Batch of Satch, here's Hobo, You Can't Ride This Train.
My, 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 my. Listen at that rhythm train, boy. Boy, I bet all them hobos are all set under them rides. Even only number one and all them cats. Yeah, man. All aboard for Pittsburgh. Hattiesburg. All the boys. Oh, boy, you can't ride this train. I think I will let you ride.
Well, the answer is, Hobo, You Can't Ride This Train. Also, the train played a large part in the gospel music business. The railroad represented escape. Escape represented hope. And because of that, it was frequently used as a synonym for get out of here if you have to. And I'm told, this may be not accurate, but you can check it with a sociologist, which I'm not. I was told that various code words were used in the sermons to tell the Underground Railroad people that passengers were coming, or conversely, who to contact en route. And place names were given depending on the route that was to be used by the Underground Railway, which landed up, as you may know, in Canada and in Halifax and Montreal and especially Windsor. That was one of the ends of the Underground Railroad by which slaves escaped by train, landing up in Canada and Halifax and Montreal and Windsor. And in these sermons, I haven't got the sermons. I have got some, but I can't codify them. But here we hear the gospel version of a tune called Lord, Let the Train Roll Easy. Clara Ward Singers with the Dukes of Dixieland with a great spiritual called Lord, Let the Train Roll Easy. And the Dukes of Dixieland and the Clara Ward Singers really have a wonderful production here, and I'm going to play all of it one of these days. In fact, I'm going to do a special on bands that should be heard and were generally maligned by the jazz collectors. And the Dukes of Dixieland certainly were put down by everybody. And really, they did a fine job. Speaking of fine jobs, we segue to Bob Crosby. And who could do a finer job with a train tune than Bob Crosby? The train tune is Smoky Mary, and we've got Sterling Bowes on trumpet. We've got Irving Fazola, amazing clarinet, you love it. Bob Haggart's on bass, and they do half of the work here. Nappy Lamar on guitar, and Reba Duck on drums, all imitating a great train of the South called Smoky Mary. And incidentally, there is a record company called Smoky Mary, and they was lucky enough to pick up one copy of it, and it has an old-fashioned steam engine as its trademark. So let's hear the Bob Crosby Band and Smoky Mary. Thank you. Crosby's Bobcats with, oh, sorry, orchestra with Smoking Mary. And listen to how about that drumming by Ray Baduck and the wonderful bass playing by Bob Haggett, who's still playing bass to this very day. That was recorded, I think, in 1939. There was a subtle overtone there of Sing Sing Sing, which became a very popular sort of thing for bands to include, even if it was sub rosa, as we say. And of course, pop music. I'm not going to recite all the tune titles that pop music took from railway trains. I'm not even going to mention the Chattanooga Choo Choo, but I am going to mention one that we're going to play, which is When the Midnight Choo Choo Leaves for Alabama, because it's played by a very wonderful band, Tommy Dorsey's Clambake 7, and the personnel, briefly, is Johnny Minson, one of my favorite clarinetists, Bud Freeman's on tenor, Howard Smith on piano, Carmen Mestre on guitar, Gene Traxler on drum, bass, and Dave Tough on drums. So let's listen to March 1938, a vocal by Edith Wright. We'll send this out to our friends who love this kind of music, and I love it too. The Midnight Choo Choo Leaves for Alabama by Tommy Dorsey's Clambake 7.
Choo-choo leaves for Alabama. I'll be right there. I've got my fare. When I see that rusty-haired conductor man, I'll grab him by the collar and I'll holler, Alabama, Alabama. That's where you stop your train. That brings me back again, down home where I'll remain, where my honey lamb am. I will be right there with bells when that old conductor yells, all aboard, all aboard, all aboard for
successful commercial recording of The Midnight Choo Choo Leaves for Alabama. It's a lovely tune and played there in immaculate style by the Tommy Dorsey Clambake 7. I love it. It was written by Irving Berlin, by the way, in case you're curious. And we have been doing a program for the last 55 minutes or so on trains. The railroad and its history and its very strong connotation to things jazz-wise. There's a lot of others I could have played. I tried to play Trixie Smith's Freight Train Blues, but my copy of it is so deteriorated, and after all, I bought it in 1936. is not really presentable on the air. So we'll go out with a little tune called The Lonesome Railroad Blues. Hope you enjoyed the show today. It was a little different. We do the odd thematic show once in a while. Next week we're back to requests and sort of normal type programming, and then playing requests for Arthur. He wants to hear Lil Armstrong's Hot Shots. Well, we can oblige, and we'll also be playing probably some Jelly Roll Morton, and from Australia, the new Zenith Jazz Band from Australia. So until next week, this is Gordon Bennett saying thanks a lot for listening, and we'll see you next week. And stay tuned for Randy McKillicutt's wonderful show, In Transition. And next week, we're doing a special. Randy will tell you all about that. Bye now.
Well, there you have it, a very rare episode of At the Jazz Band Ball, originally broadcast in August of 1993, when Gordon featured a great topic covering the importance of railroads in the development of early jazz. I'm Randy McKillicutt, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1, and we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. For the rest of the show today, we're going to stick with Gordon and feature some snippets of At the Jazz Band Ball over the years, and some of these go back to 1992, so I hope you enjoy it. We're going to be featuring some great traditional jazz here on this edition of In Transition.
You're listening to CHUO FM 89.1.
Ottawa Youth Campus Community Alternative. The nation's only bilingual campus community radio station.
The next hit person who had a record of great renown in the 1930s was Wingy Minone. It was an accident, really. He did an upbeat version of a pop song called It Was on the Isle of Capri. Its sales were greatly improved when the local officials in Capri protested about the lyrics. Wingy, like his contemporary Fats Waller, never had much respect for the lyrics of many of these good songs, and would frequently mangle them accidentally on purpose. So we'll hear Wingy Minone with George Bruni's on trombone and the Peanuts Hucker on clarinet doing The Isle of Capri, recorded at Newport Jazz Festival in 1964. We'll follow Wingy with trombonist Kidori's greatest immortal composition, The Muskrat Ramble. This version was made on the Nile Star Band in 1944, which included Jimmy Noon on clarinet, Mutt Carey on trumpet, Zudgy Singleton on drums, and Kidori, of course, on trombone, recorded at a This Is Jazz concert in March 1944 in New York City. And the third selection of great hit parade in the classic jazz field was Bourbon Street Parade, written by New Orleans drummer Paul Barberin. The band, with Barberin on drums, has Alfred Burbank on clarinet, Ernest Caglinati on trumpet, Ed Pearson trombone, Lester Santiago is at the keyboard, and this was recorded in New Orleans in the late 1950s. So we go back to Wingy Minone, followed by Kidori, followed by Paul Barberin.
music is this? Peanuts, how about it? How about it? Down, I was low, low. With patches on my pants, you took all my dough. Listen to me, if you like to know, I don't want to be on your island no more. Oh, Capra, on the aisle, all dressed up in the latest style. Now, this little trumpet, there with me, I'm going to blow you off the Isle of Capri.
Listening to CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa.
Ladies and gentlemen, a couple of weeks ago, we brought together a group of the great men of jazz, and they played jazz, the real thing. And you loved it. You wrote us so many letters asking for more that we've decided to make our jazz combination, probably the only real jazz band left on Earth, a regular feature of this program. Tonight, we are to hear the deathless Muskrat Ramble. Kid Ory, who wrote the tune, will play his trombone. The clarinet is Jimmy Noon. Mutt Carey trumpet, Buster Wilson piano, Bud Scott guitar, Ed Garland bass, and Zooty Singleton drums.
Thank you.
heard the New Orleans jazz classic, The Bourbon Street Parade, played by Paul Barbrin. And every jazz band in the Western world and probably the Eastern world has played Bourbon Street Parade, as they have with the previous cut, which is Muskrat Ramble, which I hope made Kid Ory's family rich. And it was Kid Ory playing it with Jimmy Noon on clarinet. Before that, The Isle of Capri, the one of two big hits that Wingy Minone had in the 1930s. So, million-dollar bestseller records and compositions starts with I Can't Avoid It, Tiger Rag. It was the very first jazz record ever made, and it's still one of the biggest sellers of all time. So we have to start with it. The tune's written by members of the original Dixieland jazz band, such as Nick LaRocca, Larry Shields, Eddie Edwards, Tony Sparbo, and Henry Ragus. They're all listed as composers, as they were, are listed for our introductory theme at the Jazz Band Ball. So, as I played the original Dixieland Jazz Band version of Tiger Rag on a previous program, I picked an upbeat arrangement by Matty Matlack and his All-Stars, which includes Abe Lincoln, a rather extrovert trombonist, as you will hear. John Best is on trumpet, Stan Reitzman is a great piano player, Eddie Miller on tenor, Nick Fatul on drums, and I think we are open with some honking baritone sax by Ernie Caceres. This was recorded in was a sort of tongue-in-cheek version of Tiger Egg, but at least it was different, and I didn't want to keep playing the original recordings of it.
Bye. Just like this. This is Sarah from Tegan and Sarah. I'm about to start a solo project because I've murdered Tegan. on all the things I... You heard it first on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Now we're going to a very fine recording done in New Orleans in 1992 by a gentleman called Ted DePlante. Ted DePlante is a ragtime pianist and a very fine musician indeed. And somewhere along the line, Chris Tile, the trumpet player, and Ted DePlante got the idea of trying to emulate the Red Allen band that we started the show with. And to a large extent, they are extremely successful. This is a very enthusiastic band, as you will hear. On trumpet, we have Chris Tile, Dave Seeger on trombone, who was living in New Orleans at the time, has now moved back to Connecticut. Tom Fisher's the clarinetist, and as is Barry Ratten. The solos are usually by Barry Ratten, and the saxophone solos by Tom Fisher, but don't hold me to that. Ted DePlante is the leader, and on piano, John Gill, the banjo player, Tom Saunders on bass, and tuba, and Hal Smith, the drummer. We're going to hear a Red Allen composition. It's two Red Allen, just one. It's Algiers Stomp, and we'll follow that with Patrol Wagon Blues. Here is Ted DePlante's Louisiana Swingers doing a little emulation of the Louis Russell Band.
You're listening to CHUO-FM, broadcasting from the University of Ottawa at 89.1 FM.
Thank you. sure do hate that wagon. I mean that old police patrol. Yeah, I hate that wagon. I mean that old police patrol. Now, the best I can wish it, I hope it ends up in some hole. Bop, 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 wee, bop, bop, bop. Now, when that wagon gets you, make up your mind to go to jail. When that wagon gets you, make up your mind to go to jail. You'll feel just like a hound dog with a tin can tied to his tail. Carry on, carry on.
Chris Tile featured on trumpet and vocal there, and if you can find a better imitation, or replication is a better word, of Red Allen, I've never heard a better one.
And now joining us for a house party this afternoon, we have cornetist from Minneapolis, Doc Evans. He has Nocky Parker on piano, and clarinetist Albert Nicholas from New Orleans. This group is a very nice-sounding band, warm and intimate. On bass, Earl Murphy. On drums, Gene Juckman. Doc Evans plays Old Miss, A Good Man Is Hard to Find, And if you've never heard Doc Evans's Cornet, you're going to be in for a very pleasant surprise.
Thank you.
was on bass, and Gene Juckman on drums.
You're listening to the best of At the Jazz Band Ball with your host Gordon Bennett on CHUO FM 89.1. As we dig deep into the Bennett archives and feature some of the finest moments that Gordon had over the years with this pivotal show showcasing traditional jazz, Dixieland, and everything in between. So please enjoy the show this afternoon. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition.
Now I'd like to turn our attention to one of the great white blues piano players, probably the greatest white blues piano player, Art Hodes. Art Hodes has been around for so many years, it seems he's going to last forever, and he's in pretty good health, I'm pleased to report. And he's still playing the odd engagement now and again. These sides were made when he was resident pianist at Jazz Limited, which was a famous little club in the toddling town of Chicago. And it was run by Bill Reinhardt and his wife. And they always had all-star bands in there. And through the years, they had Bessie, Spanier, Sullivan, and Zooty Singleton, and you name it. Everybody got an engagement in Chicago, and they wanted to play. Jazz Limited was such an amiable club. So Art Hodes formed a record company called the Dotted Eighth. I like that. And this is the only record I know of it, and this was sent to me by Art Hodes himself. And very interesting development on this. There's a trumpet player on here whose name is Freddie Greenleaf. He's still unknown. He was unknown when I first heard this and was so impressed with this man. Since then, I've only seen his name once mentioned. And yet Greenleaf apparently was there for 15 months. Anyway, we hear Art Hodes Orchestra, and then we hear the trio. But first, we'll hear Riverside Blues. Riverside Blues, this is not the King Oliver version. This follows the Bob Crosby Bobcat version more likely, which was called Riverside Shuffle, nevertheless. We hear some beautiful trumpets from Freddie Greenleaf. Bill Reinhardt is on clarinet. Dave Remington on trombone. Truck Parham is on bass. And Freddie Moore is on drums. And I think we'll just play two tracks here. First, Riverside Blues, and then something which will amaze you, a Tiger Rag featuring Freddie Moore, the drummer, and Art Hodes on piano, and Freddie Moore is on washboard, and you've never heard washboard played like this. So you're in for a little treat here. First, Riverside Blues, then Tiger Rag. Thank you.
the great Freddie Moore on Washbird. I think that must be a classic of all time. And if Ron Sweetman, you're listening, I hope you like that, because I know how much you enjoy Washbird music, like I do.
Pour une radio sans stress, dans une atmosphère décontractée, CHUO 89.1, en harmonie avec la communauté et le jazz.
In 1951, Blue Note teamed up Sidney Bechet with Jonah Jones. In my opinion, a rather underrated jazzman. He made some great sides, but he never really got into his stride. Here are three numbers, though, in which he does get into his stride with Sidney Bechet. The first is The Rose of the Rio Grande, then Fred Swallow's Black and Blue, and the set concludes with Sweet Georgia Brown. The personnel is Bechet soprano and clarinet, Jonah Jones trumpet, Jimmy Archie on trombone, Buddy Weed on piano, Walter Page from the Count Basie Band on bass, and Johnny Blowers on drums. Thank you. maximum cornet.
Well, that just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. I really hope you enjoyed the show today as we took a trip back to one of the shows that aired for many, many years here at CHUO-FM at the Jazz Band Ball with your host, Gordon Bennett. And I'm hoping to feature more of Gordon's music in the coming months on In Transition. I'll be back next week with some more jazz, and don't forget, coming up next, we have the Ethiopian show on CHUO-FM 89.1.